Well, good evening, guys. Now, as we all know, there's a war on truth. But as I'm drinking a few Peronis tonight, I can't help but tell the truth. And nothing but the truth. Now, I've got a couple of news stories for you. I'll put links down below. But first, we're going to talk about something else. Now, you may have heard that the mayor of Chicago has lost her bid for re-election. And I'm sure it's a real relief to a lot of people in Chicago. Now, when she first got in, she had 70-some percent of the vote. But on re-election, she only got 17% of the vote. But according to the mayor of Chicago, it was because of racism. But the fact is, she failed at mostly everything she did for Chicago. And she was a terrible mayor, and terrible for the people. But you could tell she loved herself very much. And she thought she was great. And I've noticed with these type of people that when they get into power, they do what they want to do and forget about the people. And they're completely unaware when they make mistakes. So they can't even correct them in any way. Because they never made a mistake in the first place. They know best, you know. And they become kind of like dictators. The power goes to their heads. And they love the limelight, don't they? Take a look at the New Zealand Prime Minister that just resigned. She turned into a bit of a dictator herself. Trudeau, who's a self-professed feminist, is another kind of dictator in telling the people what to do. All these people know best about what to do and don't listen to the people at all. And of course, it's toted that the mayor of Chicago was the first black lesbian femon to be mayor of Chicago. Who the hell cares? Can they do the job? That should be more important. These diversity picks are destroying countries. Anyway, let's hope Chicago gets a new mayor that's far better than the one that was in there. Well, it can't be any worse. Anyway, let's move on to the first news item. Now, this person is a senior policeman in the Met in the UK. And he said the bulk of rape complaints are regretful sex. And I would guess that this man knows exactly what he's talking about. As you know, I made a video a while back about the amount of sexual assault and charges being laid everywhere. And it wasn't because men have gone all animalistic and started attacking everybody. So there has to be another reason. And this regrettable sex sounds like a good one. And I believe him. And of course it doesn't matter to the femon that the man's life gets ruined, as long as hers doesn't. They maybe have a few drinks and it goes a bit too far. And the next day they may feel bad about it. But rape is a serious charge and shouldn't be taken lightly. But anyway, because this senior policeman said that, he's under investigation, of course. Because you can't tell the truth, especially if it's femons involved. And he'll probably end up losing his job because of it. But ignoring the truth won't make it get better or go away, will it? It'll just get worse. So you be careful out there, guys. And if you think about it, there's no reason for this man to lie about it at all. So who are the people who want to silence the truth? You know, don't you guys? So don't put yourself in a dangerous position, guys. Generally, men are perceived guilty and they have to prove their innocence. And sometimes that can be hard to do. So let's move on to the next story, which is a doozy. So here's a femon, I believe she's probably on TikTok. She doesn't look like your usual delusional, crazy femon, but she is. Because her and her boyfriend aren't really working out, she's put her boyfriend on a performance improvement plan. This is how entitled she is. She wants to change her boyfriend into something she likes. I don't know, here's an idea. How about just splitting up and finding a guy that you like? But I suspect that wouldn't happen. Because it's not the guy's fault here, it's the femon. And she's never going to find anybody that she will like. Because nobody's that perfect. She's the problem, and she should put herself on an improvement plan. And the boyfriend that accepts this sort of thing obviously doesn't have much respect for himself. And certainly no respect for the femon. To let her act in this entitled, spoilt, childish fashion. I don't know, let's look into the crystal ball. This femon is never going to find anybody that's going to suit what she wants. And she'll be always monkey branching. And always dissatisfied. Until she gets older when she'll have to lower her standards. And reality will come a knocking. Anyway, guys, what would you do if you went out with this femme and she gave you a list of how to act and what to do while you was in her company? And some tips on how to make yourself a better person. No wonder guys are walking away. This disillusioned femme should just get herself a puppy. Then she could train the puppy. You know, take it for walks. But you'll probably end up with a house full of cats. Stop appeasing femmes out there, guys. Otherwise, you'll get femmes like this. They can't take rejection because they've always got anything they wanted. Men have to take rejection all the time, and it gives them character building, and it makes them strong. And we see how femmes are so weak, and they get triggered by everything. And I'm actually triggered right now, because my Peroni bottle is empty. Take it easy, guys.